Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is... Hello, God bless you. This is the Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We always come to you and we always desire to bring the truth from a grassroots level that all listeners, they can call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject for this broadcast and this program at this time, the end is not yet. The end of the world is not yet. We are in these ages and time and situations are coming up and troubles and difficulties, amen, not only with each other, amen, but with the world. And this is why we're, as Doctrine of Truth, we want to get your opinion, your feedback, amen. How do you see situations from your biblical experiences, your studies, your faith or what you believe in and why you think God is doing this, that, and the other. Amen. Let's pray now. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the scriptures. Because you said your word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot and one tilt of your word will pass away. And, Lord, we thank you that you inform your people and keep us informed, that we will not be have the spirit of fear. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. And, oh, God, we appreciate, God, you being with us more above and all, that you with us by our side, in us and around us and walking with us, amen, in times like these. Bless the people. Bless those that are listening. Oh, God, give them uplifting heart. Give them the desires of their heart, God, as they share and they come together. We come together in unity and in strength. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen, amen, amen. We're looking at a couple of scriptures we're going to always start off with, amen, and that is the book of Luke, the 21st chapter. And we are... I always like to utilize four different Bibles we have on the comparable Bibles, where we have the King James Amplified, American Standard, and the New International, whereby we can get a closer, a clearer, amen, interpretation of Scripture, amen, that we can all can get some understanding. The Bible says, get wisdom, but all are getting. Get an understanding. Amen. There's some things, and I know I testify to, that I made mistakes. Then when I understood the instructions of things, and I did better, I felt better. Amen. So it's good to have some information that you never get to the point where you feel you don't need no help and no direction. Jesus didn't do that. He came and he picked 12. And he taught the 12 about heaven. Amen. He taught the 12 about God's rules and regulation. And he showed them God's love himself. And this is what we should continue to try to simplify. Amen. God's love. Showing God's love daily. Showing God's love. In the book of St. Luke. And as we look. Amen. We want to pick it up. St. Luke, the 21st chapter, amen, and we want to go down here a little bit, and let's get at the eighth verse, because I know all of the Blog Talk followers and friends that we're biblical, amen, have some biblical knowledge, and you all have a Bible, amen, some of you have, you know, your smartphones and all this technology, you're almost going to call a word and these computers jump out and give you the whole scripture. So we're looking at now St. Luke and the King James. And I just want to read the verse, the St. Luke, and this is Dr. Luke writing. His writings is more smoother, we can say. Amen. And the eighth verse, and he said, "Take heed that be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Christ is the anointed one, the Messiah. And the time draw near. Go ye not therefore after them." Now that haven't gotten here yet, as far as I can understand. Amen. In other words, it haven't been broadcast openly over the air, over the televisions, on radios. Every now and then I would hear somebody saying, amen, that I am the Christ, the anointed one from God. I mean, all of us are child of God and children of God. Once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, we become the children of God, amen, because God dwell in us and be with us, and that's give us right. But this person going to come and say that he's without sin, he's without father or mother, amen, and he is the one that God sent to the world. All right, the eighth verse, the ninth verse says, "But when you shall hear of wars and commotion, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet by and by." Amen. That's where we took the subject from. And I noticed the Amplified Bible. Amplified Bible said in the ninth verse, "And when you shall hear wars and instructions and insurrections, disturbance, disorder, and confusion, do not become alarmed and panic stricken and terrified, for all this must take place first, but the end will not come immediately." All right, we go to American Standard. American Standard said, "When you hear walls and disturbance, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end does not follow immediately." All right, the New International says that in the ninth verse, "When you hear wars and revolutions, be not frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." All right, we have four. Jesus said, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established." So we have four translations here that speaks of the end is not yet. The end is not yet. But what we want to focus on here at a point, and you might have another point that you would like to grasp and bring it forth, is not only the what you hear and you see that's happening in the land, but what goes on behind closed doors. What's going on in your community at the grassroots level? Those to be terrified, some are worried, some are selling the fact that it's the end of the world. Some have gone on television and radio crying, "This is the end of the world." You know, all of these false teachers and false prophets. Jesus said, "Be not deceived." In every translation of Jesus talking from the Mount of Olives, he always come out, Jesus come out and said, and all these translators pick up saying that, "Be not deceived." Other word, deception. Other words, he said, if somebody say, "Okay, I want you to go down the road and don't make a right or left, because if you make a right or left, things going to happen to you, the road going to fall apart." But Jesus said, "Do not take the instruction like that, because he wants you to go down the road. He doesn't want you, amen, to find the truth, amen. He wants you to turn off and do the opposite of what's being told. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent told Eve, now God and Adam is trying to hide something from you. God and Adam are trying to hide something from you. You can eat of the apple. You can eat of the tree. He just don't want you to eat because he know that the day you eat of it, you'll be self-sufficient. In other words, you'll be a god. You won't need nobody. You're an island, you know. And so the devil wants you to not to really take what these scriptures are saying about all this disturbance, all of this commotion, all of this trouble in the land. Amen. He said he'll tell you, oh, it's over. It's over. Quit your job. Quit your houses. Go ahead and get rid of everything. Just be prepared. He'll even give you a date. He'll even give you a date, give you a false time, give you time. Say, oh, this is going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen tomorrow night. It's going to happen next week. But there are other signs and things that start going on in people's minds. And that will be happening. Notice what Paul said in 2 Timothy, his letter of instruction to young pastors and pastors. 2 Timothy and King James, Paul has said that this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, in contention fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, lovers of pleasure is becoming kind of a little dominant in the areas, and selfishness. You know, you have a lot of selfish pictures of selfish things that they're now coming out with cameras. Say, I'm gonna take my own picture. I'm gonna do this and do this. So, one of the hidden things. These are the hidden grassroots people are more selfish about themselves. They're more covetous about themselves. And those are that's right in the doctrine of devils that Paul discussed. Amen. The last days, they didn't want to marry, but the doctrines of devils is dealing with selfishness. Doctrines of devils is doctrine of teaching. Amen. They deal with covetousness and selfishness and a lot of pleasure in their life. Me, myself, as I, that back to that doctrine that Eve got caught in. That lie the enemy put out there. And that's why the Bible said in the book of Revelation, all liars should have their part in the lake. Amen. Because liars can get people killed. People get destroyed. Many people are living now and following teaching from deceivers and liars. They mean well. Amen. But one thing that really helps, one situation helps all the believers, and that's why we must become born again, accept Christ as the Lord and Savior. Amen. When you do that, notice what Jude said in the last days. Jude said in the last days, amen, there's not but one chapter in Jude, and he said in the he said in the 17th verse, he said, but beloved, remember ye that the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last days, last times, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts, their passions. These be they who separate themselves, sensuous, having not the Spirit, but But ye, beloved, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, these people that don't, they don't have the Spirit of God. And that's the separation. That's the testing rod there for all the saints of God. In these latter days, regardless of what come upon the land, we have the Spirit of God. That is the equalizer. That's why the Lord told us, amen, he going away. But he's going to send a comforter. He's going to send the Holy Ghost, amen, and the Holy Spirit, amen. He is the one that's going to dwell with them and walk with them, amen, and talk with us and give us understanding, take all the fear from us. But we need the Word. You need the Word of God. You got to continue to examine yourself through the Word of God, amen, according to the Scripture, because we come upon so many different temptations and testing during the run of the day, amen, and we have to analyze ourselves and go to places, amen, that are geared to and really for God's Word and the love of God, amen. The man or woman of God who's over the sanctuary really should exhibit the love of God, amen, in the audience and to the people according to the Scripture. If they have love, love will exemplify itself. They have love, amen, and passion, it will come out, amen. So whatever you have in your heart, Jesus said, will come out, amen. So in these last days, in these days and times, amen, the end is not yet. This is not yet. This is not the time, amen, and when the Scriptures were written and translated. They have so many different time in the translations from the scrolls, amen, over to the Latin, amen. And you can trace down the Bible years of the translators, amen, from Hebrew to Greek, amen, into Aramaic and back and forth to the different colleges, amen. So you have to be with somebody that you know been walking upright, living right, over the years, and they begin to lead and guide you into peace of mind, amen, about loving God. All right, we always like to hear from the studio, amen. We like to always say that, amen, if you want to, this is Jesus Christ International Ministries, and we are, our website is www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can click on media, and you can follow us on Facebook, amen, Ustreaming, amen. If you like to go all the way down and do a donation, amen, we thank God for you, amen. We like to hear from you from time to time, amen, encouraging as well. Here we go. We're going to the studio, and we're also going to public radio. We had did a show on public radio, amen, taking your programming, amen, took one of our programs here and went to the public radio, WEXY 1520 in Fort Lauderdale. And in the future of next year, we're hoping to stretch out more and take the Word of God to all of God's people, amen, to the family of God, the denomination. We are not about denomination, but we're about Christianity, we're about the lost, amen, brothers and sisters in Christ, and we'll be able to share, amen, what we have God has given us, we want to share, amen. All right, we're going to our phone lines now, and we're going to open up the phone line. Those of you who've been with us and haven't been with us before, if you'd like to talk and leave a give a message, a dream, we ask you to, you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And what we'll do, you press 1 on your phone. We call the last 4 digits. call the area code and last four digits of your home number or your cell number, amen, and you can start expressing yourself. We won't give you a name, but if you want to, you can give your name, amen. We thank God for you now. The lines are open, and our technicians are waiting to hear from you and you. Amen. Remember, what do you think? What do you think? We always, you might have seen something or heard something today during the run of the week, and you want to share that you feel the saints of God, of anyone, amen, need to watch out for. The Bible says, watch as well as pray. Watch it. Okay, we're in the phone line, area code 561. The last four digits is 4556. God bless you in the studio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Brown. How you doing?
God bless you. Good to have you.
God bless you all. I just like to say that's a beautiful subject you're talking about. Matthew 24:6 says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Divers temptation, sinkholes, famine, tribulation, all kind of things. But the word is going to get passed throughout all generations, all over the nations, all over the world. And when that happens, then you can rest assured that in a twinkling of an eye, but we got to occupy till we can be busy, be consistent, be loving, be grateful, be thankful, and be cheerful, and diligent and watchful, and he's soon to come. Amen.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. All right, we have another studio, 954-4427.
Good evening, Bishop, and blessing thee to the program. Thank God for it. I always love the topic. And, this topic really is written home base and hitting home base right about now because we have so many disasters and things going on. We got California on fire. The people said one something in the morning. They looked up and they looked like they were in a fiery furnace. And people waking up to flames everywhere, red sky in the middle of the night, and barely escaping with their lives, and some didn't. Next state over, it's snowing. Go a couple of more states over, and it's flooded. And another state over, and the hurricane is going through. And flooding, and so, and devastation of all kinds. And then another state, people, hundreds of people are being shot. What I see in all this, in the scripture talks about, we heard the scripture talking about all these end time things. Mm-hmm. When Christ went to the cross, the veil was rent in half, and no longer did you have to have a priest to go into the holies of holies once a year to atone for the sins of mankind. No. Now we were free through grace. Jesus entered us into the era of grace, and now we could go boldly to the throne ourselves. Now we didn't need an interceder. And the big thing now, the biggest point I want to make about that is the Israelites, when pestilence and the death angel came into Egypt on that night, they had to put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of their lodging, their homes. Once Jesus went to the cross, died for us, now the blood of the Lamb of Christ is on the doorposts of our hearts. And that's the way it has to remain until the time we come back. What that really means is you being a believer in Christ now, the blood is on the doorpost of your heart because of your belief in Christ. So you don't have to worry now because you don't know when and where, what type of plagues or desolations or terror might come. It may come when people are out enjoying the evening and gunfire. It could be in the middle of the night, the whole community catch on fire. It could be floods. It could be hurricanes. It could be anything. But if you have the blood on the doorpost of your heart, you don't have to worry about what's around you. The Word of God talks about 10,000 falling at one hand and 10,000 at another, 10,000 one hand, 1,000 at another hand. All around you, there's desolate. But as long as you got the blood on the doorpost of your heart, trusting and believing in God, you don't have to be concerned. It won't come nigh your tent. That's what I see in what we have today.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Good point. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about being left behind. You don't have to worry about, amen. You just, when you got He that is in you, He done sealed us. Ephesians said He has sealed us. Amen. And when He come back, we don't know where we're going to be. Amen. But God is getting the world attention. Those that are out there claiming they this, they that. Amen. They God is this, they God is this. Amen. They wonder now, are they sure? Amen. Are they sure about they got Jesus Christ as their Savior? Amen. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone, and the technician will put you in. We're running pretty good here. Area code 561-4556. God bless you. You're in the studio. This is Pastor Brown. 561.
Amen. That thing, praise the Lord, this subject is getting greater and greater and greater. I just had to chime in again. I just want to say some verses of this song. Repent for the mission of your sins. Allow the King of Glory to come in. For the wages of sin, you know it is death. If God doesn't shorten the time, no souls will be left in the land, in the world. I'm talking to every man, woman, boy, and girl. Repent. Lord, have mercy.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. That's one on part on your album.
Yes, sir.
You got a mailing address. Anybody want to get that album? You can put that mailing address out there if you have it.
Yes, sir.
Come back later. All right.
Yes,
right,
sir. My address is 215 Southwest 7th Street, Dania Beach, Florida, 33004. And God bless each and every one out there that would like to support Empowerment Ministries. Amen.
All right, those that would like
so
to
I can give 10%. I apologize. So I can give 10% to this beautiful broadcasting station. Amen.
All right, those that would like to support the gospel, amen, through song. We have another call at 954-4169. God bless you in the studio. Bless you.
Good morning, Bishop. God bless you. This is Elder Williams. When I read about, when we see the things that are going on, first I want to tell God thank you for pre-warning. For we know as children of God that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And it should tell us that we should make sure that we are prepared because the Lord will come very quickly. They said like a twinkling of an eye, believe it is faster than 1 second. And we have to be prepared every day of our lives. We can't be like the 10 unwise version. We have to be like the five unwise version. We have to be like the five wise version in this season. We must live our lives according to the will and the word of God. We must be both hearers and doers of the word. It's time for us to really take stock of our lives and take it serious, our walk with God, because the Lord says, and he's a God of his word, that he's coming back for a church without a spot, a wrinkle, or stain. That means that our lives must be lined up with the will and the word of God. And so in this season, this hour, no matter what's going on in the world, God is saying his church need to be a prepared place. We need to be prepared people, because the bridegroom is coming back for his bride. Are you ready? We cannot be getting ready. We won't have time to get ready. So we thank God for allowing us, even in the midst of the storms and all the terrible things that are going on in the world, but we know that we are in perilous times. We are in lawless times where you can see the law breaking the law. You can see so many things, but the point is, as the church, do you see what the kingdom wants the kingdom for us as kingdom citizens to see? We have a different view. Our view is to look up. Our view is hope. Mm-hmm. Our view is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We're not to fall apart because the world fall apart. Jesus is our king, okay? So we are to be a people that's ready because the king is coming. He's coming. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. We'd like to plug also that she's a great, amen, technician on WXY Radio. We'd be, amen, been broadcasting there. And this show right here would be going, amen, pre-recorded on WXY, so we thank God for her skills and talent as a woman of God. Amen. All right, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. You're in the studio. God bless you, Doctor.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just checking. This phone been giving me some trouble ever since the storm. But I like to talk a little bit about the scripture that you opened up with, 2 Timothy,
mm-hmm.
at the 3rd chapter. And he says how in the last days perilous time will come. And he says men shall be. And that right there is what I like to speak about. What God wants us as to, as the other ones, as some of the other ones have said, he wants us to be built up in his word, you see. Not so much giving it up, but being able to eat as it's given to you. And what this does is not let you be in this hour as the scripture said men shall be. Did you get that? In other words... In other words, he is telling us through Timothy how men shall be. And we are walking in that time, I believe, now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So what God wants us to be is so much connected to him that we will see what men are, and so much that the word would what? It cleanses us and calls us out from that. You see, I wonder for a while. I said, "Nah." He said, "In the last days, men." Is he talking about all men? Well, it'll be according to the spirit of this age. So what he's saying is, even men that say that they know God, you see what I'm saying? This is how you won't be deceived. See, he named there the deceptions of this hour. And one in particular was so close to me. He says, and those that will speak evil of those that do good. You see,
yes,
the believer don't supposed to be doing that. So he can't be talking to those that are obeying the word of God. You see, but he's talking about those that are got all kind of stuff mixed up in your mind. They calling on Jesus this hour, and they doing something contrary to the gospel the next hour. You see, so in this time it can't be the end, but it can be a time, our awakening time, and this is what I believe, and I think I'm right all these destruction, the destruction coming off the oceans and the earthquakes. God is just what? Getting our attention. It's a time of awakening. You see what I'm saying? See, I can talk one thing, but the next moment, where am I with God? You see? That's why he says now you humble yourself. You see? And no doubt you've been touched by Jesus. You've been touched by him. But he says now you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And that's what the Holy Ghost. Let him lead you. You see? I cried out, Lord, come on, help me with that old Garrett pride. We some proud folks. But I said, help me with this pride, because pride have you speaking things you're not sure of. But when God touch your heart, you know the difference. The Holy Ghost power, you understand. And one more thing I want to say, you got a whole lot of us. We are in positions, you see, trying to operate through the Spirit to God's people. But it's not, we are not filled with God's Spirit. So okay. God's what? Preacher after preacher, he says what? Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, I shall fill you. You see, he wants us to continue. I heard a message the other day. Regardless of how your struggle is, you still got to fight and continue. You got to pray, you see, that God will live through you. That's what I wanted to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you, y'all. Amen. I like to say a long time ago, you sit too close to the fire, you start getting burned.
You will get burned.
I mean, I'm feeling something. Amen. Jude here, many of you hit on the scripture. Jews say, these are they who separate themselves, since you have not the Spirit. Amen. They don't have the Spirit.
Don't have.
But ye, beloved, build up yourself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We have to continue to pray, continue to build up ourselves. And Romans 5 came to me very shortly here. And I caught a glimpse of something, amen. When these trials and tribulations come, amen, it helps to help to strengthen us. And I caught a glimpse of something. My mind fell on, amen. Know that Romans 5 say, therefore also, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And I remember all the training we did in the service, and oh man, we were making top grades. And the time we hit the war zone, and the man hollered at the plane, come out one by two, one by one. We got a couple of snipers and going on. Everybody started praying. And some forgot about what they would learn, and tribulation helped you. Amen. I just caught something. God put us, and we go through. Everybody gonna go through the storm. Everybody gonna go through the earthquakes. Everybody, but it helped us to know the hope that God had put in us to trust in Him, regardless of whatever it is—sickness, bankruptcy, laid off. You catch that? That God took you this. God can take you through that. If God is with you in the storm, He'll be with you in the bankruptcy. He'll be with you in sickness. Amen. And once you continue to pray and be around positive people, it helps you build up. Proverbs say, iron sharpens iron. All right, I don't want to get talking too much here. I better get off of this, and somebody can push one on your phone. Amen. Push one on you wherever you are. I'm quite sure we have some more. Amen, that would like to say something. That's what we try to do, to hear from each other as the Holy Spirit give us. All right, we at 954-4427. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We
the word says that when these things, when you see these things, it's not the end time. Because all these things must come, it must be before the end time. What it is opportunity for you to show your faith, to show your strength in the Word of God, that you trust God. He's telling you, you know, God tells us to have joy in all things, and He will keep you calm in the midst of the storm. With all the chaos around you, God expects His people to trust in Him to be at peace. To not be concerned about what's going on beside you, that your eyes and your ears, they'll fail you. Because just like He says, the enemy goes about as a roaring lion. And that's what all this desolation, all these disasters and things about. You can be in the middle of it. But like I said, if you got the blood of Christ on the doorpost of your heart, where your faith is strong, then you don't have to be concerned. People would say, oh, what a miracle. And yes, it is a miracle that you was in the middle of all of that and came out unharmed. Oftentimes people talk about when these disasters and things come about, they look and say, and devastation is all around, and that one house was untouched. Mm-hmm. One person was standing in the midst of all the violence and stuff, and they was untouched. Mm-hmm. When you got your faith in God, and God is, and you trusting in God, and He's your source, that's all you need. That's all the protection you need, because these things are going to come up at any given time, and there's going to be no time for you to have a deathbed religion. You got to already be prayed up and walking in the Word long before these things come up, because they're gonna come up at any ungiven time. They say the people in California at 1:30 in the morning, they woke up to flames all around and all around. So you got to have yourself prayed up and steady walking in this Word, because you don't never know when the trials or the tests may come, because of what the word of God said, and when the storms come. It's a guarantee they're going to come. But will you have already stored up your prayers in the good days? That's the only thing I wanted to bring out about during these end time, seeing earth ending disaster that keep appearing. It gets people attention for a short while, that they'll flood the houses of God until everything is cleared up and they go back to what they were doing. But it's a warning to the saints of God. God told His people that we are not to be surprised at any of this, because He already foretold us and warned us in His Word. So when we see it, all we need to do is take this as an indication. We need to increase now our walk in the Word, because these are the signs that our Savior told us that would come long before He comes return.
All right. We thank God. Amen. We get some good spiritual food here. Amen. My mind fell on, amen, the gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter, and Jesus saying here that He must go. He said 16th chapter in the seventh verse. All right. Let's see. We have another caller. 954-4485. 954.
Hello, Bishop.
God bless you.
Just sitting listening, and as I listen to all the different speakers and the different points that they're bringing out, it kind of came to mind as we go through and we see the different things that are happening in the world today. To me, it's showing evidence to both those who are saved and unsaved that God is real. You know, he has foretold that these things are going to happen, and they're happening exactly how he said it has happened. So for those that may have doubted that Christ is real and that he is alive, and it shows exactly that, because again, these things was written you know hundreds of years ago, and to see them now come to fruition, I mean, because most people are we're people that have to be able to feel and to be able to touch and be able to see something. And now here's an example that we're able to actually see. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, we have to have faith, and we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, you know, the evidence of things unseen. But now we're now able to actually physically see what God has told. So to me, it's just, again, it's an example and a warning, like everyone else has said, that Christ is real, and what he has said will come to pass. And just as he has said that, you know, there will be wars and rumors of wars, everything else he has said is true as well. You know, that there is a heaven and that there is a hell, you know, and that there will be a judgment. So what God says is true, and I think this is just an example showing that. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Very good point. Amen. The God, the creator, many that worship in God, but God, the creator, the one that created the ocean. The ocean will stand there, and many of you know about the scriptures, the ocean will not give in to what man had taken a part of the ocean. The ocean works. God created the ocean. God created the fire. God created the wind, and that shows you the power. Amen. In the respect of all these creation that God created, that there is a real God. Like it was said, there is a real God, and the Bible is true. But you got a Bible that don't talk about the creation. All right, we're going back to, we want to say something about the Holy Spirit. He is a comforter in St. John 16:7. All right, 561. 4556, 561-4556, you're in the studio. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I'd just like to say my spirit and my heart is so full of joy, knowing that regardless what's going down, that God's people are still up in the spirit, and we're still growing daily, and we're still ready and waiting for God's return through his son. And we're just excited and still more eager to win souls, and most of all, to keep our souls intact. So I'm just glad to be a part of the living God's army, and I'm glad to be on the phone in the air with brothers and sisters that believe in the unchanging word of God. And I just want to encourage everyone, regardless what it is we all going through, know that through the Lord we will make it through, and continue to band together and lift one another up and cut down Satan at the root through the Spirit and through his God's word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God. Amen. These trials and tribulations, these things you see coming, and many people, I met a man many, many years ago after Andrew, and he was talking. He said, you know, amen, I'm going to get 3 jobs. I said, well, you can't work 3 jobs. Said, well, I'm going to put some money away. I'm going to save up. Amen, because when I came through this, it taught me a lot. Amen. So when God began to show us where our shortcoming is, thank God for preparation. You should thank God that he gave us time, amen, to get ready. Amen. I remember when the riots broke out and the Lord was leading us and found out many more churches. Like we're talking now, talking about ants. All right, 954, last 4 digits, 4169. 4169-954-4169. You're in the studio. Go right ahead. 954-4169. We have some difficulties there. We might have to go back to that. Amen. Once you come out of your problems and difficulties, amen, you get confidence. Amen. You begin to girdle up your loins and lay aside, like Paul said, lay aside weights. Amen. You thought you might need this and need that, find out if this, it wasn't necessary, amen, to go through certain things that you went through. It just bogged you down. Amen. So we're getting ready now. Remember, there's a lot of false teachers. Jesus said, be careful of false teachers and deceivers. And remember that. Stand in the Bible, reading and stay prayed up in Scripture, and be filled with the Spirit of God, constantly living for God, and you'll be filled. It'll help us through all this maze of false teachers. And amen. Everybody got a word. God told them this. And amen. Jude, read Jude. Jude said they're like clouds. Amen. Well, they're full of everything, but there's nothing there. Amen. There's nothing there. And you got to get past all that deception Jesus spoke about. Be not deceived. So all those that fallen after material, what they going to do now? Amen. Material going to go. Amen. The rust don't get it. The moss get it. The hurricane will get it. The fire get it. The water get it. But God will rebuild any material. Thank God. When you got Jesus, he is the bank. Amen. And he had the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. Since his modern times, he got all the bank. That's where the money at. He got all the bank. He got all the cars. Amen. He knows some saints who are willing to give away, give to others, and share with others. Amen. He's everything. He got everything. So we need to follow him. And those that are in Christ, God stored you up to give to others. So the Lord has a plan of giving and sharing. Amen. And that's the part of his system, to give, and he shall be given. Amen. So whether those that need clothes and food, all right, we back down to area code 305 and 4271. God bless you, Dr. Yanair.
Bishop, I'm about to get happy here.
I'm trying to keep it down.
You know that the greatest joy I got when I came to recognition to know that God already know me. And that's up. God already know me. But the thing is, he has spoken. And see, that's why Jesus said every man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, because he already know us. You see, the thing now is that what? We follow Jesus that we'll get to know God. And that's what the word is teaching us. Bishop, do you know that all this flowing on earth, God said he wouldn't destroy by water again? So that means to me that every drop of rain, I don't care if it's too much, it may be getting in your way, but it's blessing the earth. Isn't that something? Every time you think you got a complaint about it's too hot, God is yet blessing the earth. Because he is the one that operates all these things. And just like it's been foresaid, is that he wants to bless us. He wants to not so much prove himself, but he want us to what? Believe what he say without doubt, you see. So I just wanted to say that because there's so much deception going on now. And men of standard who have proven to be well read, you see. Like for instance, you can't get a good message now without you know you need to send this amount or that amount. And see, that's all right too if you get the good word. And if God issues that, see, a man's heart know what belongs to him, what's for him. Amen. That's the greatness of being God's own people. You know when he speaks. You know when he moves. You see, when you're a friend of Jesus, you, glory to God, you know what the master does. You see? So the depth deception is coming on now. And when all this destruction is hidden, see, our minds are somewhat not focused because, well, we are creatures of habit. So therefore, I have to listen to you. I learned that. I have to listen to it. When you say Jesus, it gets my attention. So I just want to say I thank God for the brothers because, listen, I'm noticing that we're in different areas, amen, but we got our minds on the same Jesus, and God knows he won't quit, so I'm not going to quit on him. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, I'm going to say this, and we're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen, we always have prayer, amen, the latter part of the service. Say to all of those that, amen, is coming into Christ, and amen, don't be dismayed. Amen. God love you. He care for you. Amen. He knows your name. Amen. He know where you live. Amen. All of this deception is going on, but yet and still, he love you. Nevertheless, Job would call in and tell you that. Job went through a lot. Amen. But he still stayed with God. Still, that's the bank right there. That's all the ATMs and gold everywhere all over the land. God will send somebody, make some kind of way for you. Amen. Because your real house, your real mansion now, amen, is up there in heaven. We got a dual citizenship. Thank God for the dual citizenship. We're trying to encourage those that are listening and don't have Christ. Accept him in your heart. All right, give me, I need about three quick prayers. Amen. And then we'll be on our way out. Amen. All right, 954-4427. Go ahead and pray us out. Give us a quick prayer.
Father God, thank you for another broadcast to enlighten us, Father God, on how to walk in your word. We pray as we go forth from this call that we will strengthen our faith, that, Father God, no matter what may come, that we will stand strong in our faith, trusting in you, Lord God, with all our heart and our soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, then another caller. Amen. 954-4485. Go right ahead. You're
Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, God, for tonight's broadcast. God, we thank you for each and every soul that's here on the line. God, we pray, God, that you bless them right now. Father God, all the listeners, God, we pray that you watch over them, not only them, but their families, God. God, encourage us right now, God. Lead and guide us. Father God, not our will, but we pray that thy will be done today in our lives, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We can take one more. Amen. One more. Give us one more. All right. 954-4169. Go right ahead.
Father, we thank you tonight for tonight's word. We ask that as the word is said, let it be written in our hearts that we would not sin against you. Father, we thank you for the anointing of the word, that yokes are destroyed and burdens are lifted. We thank you tonight, Lord God, as we depart from this life and not from your presence, that, Father God, that we will always be mindful of your presence. We will always be a people preparing to meet the King. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you as always. We thank God for you. Amen. And we pray, God, upon each and every one. Amen. Their participation and their work. Oh, Lord, we ask you to bless them and send now prosperity to their life. Oh, God, whatever the needs are, because you said that you never leave us and you never forsake us. And, Lord, we know that now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 118:25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Bless them, bless them, bless them, and continue to bless them. Until next time, in Jesus' name, in Christ, amen. We rebuke the Bible over everything they're trying, but not be successful. And no weapons formed that will overshadow us. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Keep the faith.